Hashem v'holo v'doraseichem. We're talking about a chet that mashma it was commanded first. V'doraseichem mashma is the first one that we were commanded upon. Rashi says lehed lemin hayoyim hashetziv Hashem v'holo. The Shah Mitzvah, Klema, Mikan, Vinach, Dorosechem. So, Ezi Mitzvah, Shenemru, Betchila, which was the Averba that was said first, that the rest of them were said later. So, I would tell you, that's the first two that said to the Brus Anochim, Loyia. Have Yoim Mitzvah, Boris Gechavim. That goes in Anochim, Loyia, that's the Chet of Avoy Dezara. So, that was what the first Chatoim said over, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So, Moore says, no, it's not true. For Yom Mama, we learned that Esther Mitzvah, Nitzavu Yisroel b'Mora. Way before Kabbalah Satorah, before HaSinai, Hashem gave him Mora 10 mitzvahs. So they had a mitzvah already said before. The Chassid it says, "V'oyim Shemoya Tishma Lekel Hashem Lekecho." That and this goes on b'Mora. That the word Sivuyim there. Because I know Kodem Antara, I'm about to call him, but Nemru Tchila. Our Zohar was not the first mitzvah said. There were mitzvahs learned before. So for this pasuk of Lemin Hayoyim Hashetziv Hashem, we would not know it's talking about the Chet of Avodah Zarah. So true, Elo, Ma'achbat Kashinim Mikor, you have to go back to what we said before, the took Shotim before. Not Elo, rather, the way we learned before, either from Mikol Mitzvahs, the Ikra of Averis of Avodah Zarah, or else the Shadibra Hashem, we're talking about something that Hashem fed over to Moshe, which was the Chet Loyia of Avodah Zarah.
Don't we usually say that with.
The Mishnah says, Ein chayovim al esei v'alois esei sheva migdash. That ein chayovim, you're not chayiv on the iser esei or the lois esei sheva migdash. If there's been paskins wrong, that either somebody became tummy in the base of migdash, he doesn't have the esei to go out, or else if somebody's outside, there's no lav to come in, even though there's a chayiv chorus involved, still there's no parsha of helam dover on this chet. Ein chayovim al esei, that's to leave the base of migdash, if anybody does the chet by b'shoigeg and is not sure if he did the chet or not, so there's no chiyuv ashem toli by these averis of the tumas migdash kedoshim. Avul chayovim alesa v'alosa sheshem amida. But if there's been paskins wrong on the Easter assay of anida, like we had this gemara before in the Sanhedrin, where the shaila was, if while you're having via, your wife sees dam, so she becomes a nida while you're inside her. So the halacha, how you have to leave her? You're not supposed to leave with aver chai when you're still hard. You have to wait till the aver becomes mace and then leave your wife. So if you made a mistake and you left her right away, you would be chai v'chatas. Avachayovim al esay. That's how you leave your wife. The alaisa say not to go into her when she's a nida shemida. If you have a suffix, whether you did the chet, whether your wife was an either or not when you live with her, if you have a doubt, if you did the chet or not, so it's a regular ashram toli, like all the other averis. We'll soon see what's the difference. Why an either you are chayiv, and by the chet of tumas mitzvah shekadosh of your potter. Now, ezi mitzvahs esay shebenidah, where's the mitzvahs esay by an either, there's always a lav, it means perish min an either. In a case where you went into a veheta, and then while you're living with her now, she starts to see dam. So there's a special mitzvah how you leave her. You're not supposed to leave right now with an Eiver Chai, but wait till they were made. Weiter, mitzvah lois say, al tovi al nida poshet, don't live with your wife when she's a nida. Now, minoa nemili, how do I know this? Why is tumas mitzvah kedoshav? It's an Averi Yechayev Chorus if you go B'mezid. If you're Tomei, you're going to the Beis HaMikdash B'mezid, Yechayev Chorus. So why is the Loch if you do it B'shoigeg or Bezdin Paskin wrong? And Bezdin Paskin, you're not going to the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tomei. And the Tziba listens, why are they potter from the Korban? Why? Minan Emili, the Tziba loy Mechayev Korban, B'alma. How do you know that a Tziba is not Chayev Korban Tziba, Paralam Dobar, by the Chet of Tumas Mikdash? The Yochid Ashram Toli. And how do we know that if a Yochid goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he has a doubt whether he went in when he was Tomei or not, that he's potter from an Ashram Toli? Why? So my answer is, Yochid Ashram Toli Nami Loi. Why? Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Nemar Vi Ashram Bechata, says the word Ashram by regular Korban Chatas, Chatas Kavua, or Vi Ashram Toli, Vi Nemar Vi Ashram, and Vi Ashram Toli. It says the word Ashram by Chatas, and by the parsha of Ashram Toli. V'nema v'yashomai b'tzibur, says the word Ashomai, their chet is called Ashomai by the Parhelam Dover. So it's like this. Ma v'oshim v'yochim v'chatis. Just like when it says the word v'oshim by a chatis. When does the yochid bring the korban chatis? Kavua. It means a chatis kavua. It means when yit chelev b'shoigeg, yit dam b'shoigeg, the korban is a korban kavua. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, it's the same type of a korban. You have to bring a korban, a kisvo asira. Sa'af v'yashomai b'tzibur. The same thing when the pasuk says, v'yashomai by the korban tzibur, it has to be b'chatis kavua. Only on that type of an avera, that if a yochid would do it, he'd have a korban kavua. It's a korban oil of a yorid. When a yochid goes into the base of mikdash and he's kamei, it depends. If he's an oshir, he brings a par. If he's an oni, he brings a tzipor. And if he's very poor, he brings a mincha. So it's called a korban oil of a yorid. So therefore, there's no parsha of tzibur helam dover by tumas mikdash kadoshov. Because it says the word v'yashomoy by the pasha of a tzibur, that means the korban tzibur of helam dover is only on a helam of a chet, that if a yochid does, it's a korban kavua, and not the tumas mitzvah kadosha, that if a yochid would do it, the korban would be a korban erlu b'yorid. So ever the korban is a korban erlu b'yorid, the potah, the tzibur is potah for a par helam dover. And it goes also, oma tzibur b'chato is kavua, just like a tzibur is only a chayim. Because of the word v'yashomoy on the chet, that the chatis is kavua, afo ashram toli. The same thing, this korban ashram toli, even the yochid has to bring nami, ein bo ela asofik chatis kavua. Even a yochid only brings a korban ashram toli on a chet, true he has a doubt whether he did this chet or not, but if he knows for sure he did the chet, he v'chayev a chatis kavua. La'afuke, this chet of tumas mitzvah shekadoshov, even if you know for sure you went into the Beis Hamikdash when you were Tamei, it's the korban oil of a yorid. It's not a korban kavua. So therefore, if you have a doubt now whether you went in or not, you're potter from an Ashram Toli. The chiyuv Ashram Toli is only on such a chet that if you know for sure you did it, you chayev a chatas kavua. But Tumas Mikdash, which is a korban oil of a yorid, you'd be potter from a korban Ashram Toli. Amri, I'll say like this, if so, hiyachiv so, korban oil of a yorid nami. Maybe no, even by the parsha of Tumas Mitzvah Kadoshov, it should also apply to a tzibur. It should also apply to a korban tzibur, to Ashram Toli. You know why? It also says the word v'yashomai. On Yonami, Hoksivit says, v'hoyo kiyashim l'yachas mi'elo. In the three chatoim of Shmias Kol, or Shmias Bitur, Tumas Mitzvah Kadoshov, which says the parsha of korban, it also says the word, v'hoyo kiyasham. It says the word Asham, Yashem. So it's also going to say the word Asham. So it also calls the Chet, Yashem. So maybe a korban, Asham Toli should apply to the Chet of Tumas Mikdash Kadeshov. Even though it's a korban oil of Yerid. So what? It still applies to Asham Toli. It says the word Yashem also. So I don't know to make a difference that Oshim only applies to a carbon kavua and not the carbon oil of a yurid. In the parsha of oil of a yurid, it says the word Yashim. So one teretz is, I'll tell you, donin Oshim min Ashamoy, that's like, but v'yein donin Oshim min Yashim. The Yashim is different. So if when it says the word Yashim, a carbon oil of a yurid, that's not like the same word Oshim, but it says by Chattis and by Tzibur. The more why? Oh, my nafkamina, what's the difference? We always know, for a ton of the very Rabbi Yishmael, one pasuk says, v'shev ha-koyin, and one pasuk says, uvo ha-koyin. They make a limud one from the other. Zui shiva, zui bidu, when he's sitting or coming, it's the same thing. So you see, you make a gzera shava, even though the words are a little bit different. As long as they have the same meaning, you can make a gzera shava. So you also learn out the Yashim to say that a chi of Ashim totally applies, even by the Tumas Mitzvah Shadashim also, even by Tzibur also. All right, turn over. V'yoyd, second Shver, V'yoyd, Nelef min V'oshom mitumas mitzvah kadoshov. No, in the parsha of Tumas Mitzvah Kadoshov it also says the word V'yoshom. Tichsev u'tomei V'yoshem. This calls it chet V'yoshom even by Tumas Mikdash. So how do you know that a tzibur needs a chet kavua and not Tumas Mikdash? It says the word V'yoshom by Tumas Mikdash also. So it's Tziba Shivichai, even by the Chet of Tumas Mikdash, and who Adin Roshim Tola should be by Tumas Mikdash. So how do we know the Pshat from our Mishnah? So rather the Gemara says, Omer Rapopo, Donin V'Osham O Mitzvah Hashem. It says by regular Korban Chattas, by Korban Kavu, it says two things. The Yoshim and the words of Mitzvah Hashem. Min the Osam of Mitzvah Hashem. It says by the Par Helam Dabba of Tzibur also says the Yoshim and Mitzvah Hashem. And it says the Parsha by Osham Tolui, the Osham and Mitzvah Hashem. So learn all together, it has to be only on a Chet that the Korban is a Kavua. And not by the Chet of Tumas Mikdash, where the Korban is an oil of Yerit. Omelay Rav Shimi Barashi, no, it's no good. So Shimi Barashi says to Rav Popo, Fenela the Osham, Venesias Ovon means Vyoshim and Nesias Ovon. Listen, by Oshim Tolui, by Tumas Mikdash Gedoshov, it says the word Nesias Ovon. And it also says the word Nesias Ovon by these other ones, by Achatis. So maybe I still made the Xerishova that the halacha of Oshim Tolui applies to the Chet of Tumas Mikdash Gedoshov. Because it says the word Vyoshim and Nesias Ovon by both. The Nasiv of Nesias Ovon. By both, by a korban tzibur and by Oshim Toli, so learn out one from the other. Ela Radom Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Here's the limud. Donin vi Oshim o mitzvah Hashem asher lo siyasenu. It says these three things, both by a korban tzibur and by a korban chatis kavua. Mi vi Oshim o mitzvah Hashem asher lo siyasenu. That it says these three things by a korban kavua and by a korban tzibur and by the korban Oshim Toli. The Yal Yochir did not learn out Shmias Kerlu Bitis Vasayim Vatumas Mitzvah Kodeshev. These Chatoyim, which the Korban is a Korban oil of urine, where the rich or poor, different Kabonis, do not learn out. Shle Nemer does not say by them, Bohem, the Oshem O Mitzvah Hashem Ashelos Yesenu. It doesn't say these three words by that Parasha. So if I learn out rather Yoni Chayev a Par Helam Dovor, or a Korban Oshem Toli, only on a Chet that a Yochid brings a Chatas Kavua. These chatoim, that's the yellow of the urine, you don't have these chiyuvim of an oshem, a korban, par helam dovor, and you don't have an oshem toli. Now the Mishnah says, Ein chayovim al shmiyas koil, via bitis vasayim, via tumas mitish gadoishov. According to Saint, like the Mishnah before, since these three chatoim, the korban is the korban yellow of the urine, so there's no parsha par helam dovor, even though the chet is the chiyuv of chorus, but there's no korban. Par helam dover, since it's not a korban kavua.
What's shmiyas
kol? If you know edus, and we make you swear, you know edus, and you swear false, and then we find out yes, you knew edus, so you chayv a korban. So that's a korban el biyurid. So if the tzibah made this mistake of pipsak bezdin, there's no par helam dover. The anosik yaitzavim, and anosi the melech has the same halacha. Tivu Rabbi Yosei Glili. And Kiva Wamano, Hanosi Chayim Kulam, Hanosi is Chayim Kurbin on the Chet of Vitis Vasayim, he swore false, or on Tumas Mitish Kodeshov. But Chutz Mishmir Shakur, he admits though that there's no Pasha of a Shvua, where the swear false of you know Adis, by a king, by a Melech. Why? Shamelech Loidan Vladoranoisi, he's not a dying, he can't come to Bezdin. For Loimev Loimidanoisi, he can't be an aid. So since the Melech is not allowed to say Edis anyway, so if he swears false that there's not no Edis, it doesn't mean anything. So he's not allowed to say Edis anyway. It's not called his holding back his Edis. Therefore, he's not Chayav a Korban for Shmias. Amar Ula, my time of visit, what's Rabbi Yosei Glili's reason? Amar Kro, Vohoye Ki Yesham Liachas Miela. It says in this parasha of these three chatoim, one next to another, it says if a person does one of these three chatoim. So it's mashma this. Whoever's in the parsha of all three averus of Shmias Kol, Vitis Vasayim, and Tumas Mikdash has all of them. But Vishayim Mitzchayim Biyachas, like a Melech, that's not in the parsha of Shmias Kol, he doesn't have to say Edus, A Mitzchayim Bekulam, that's a basic little svarah. Therefore, the apostle says he's potter from a Korban by Vitis Vasayim, if he stands where it's false, or Tumas Mikdash, a Melech is potter. Vayema maybe no mitzchayim biyachas man, even one alone is enough. Vayapa vishem mitzchayim bekulon. Who said that? Who said that's the drasha? Plus it says, let's say again, Vayaki yeshem liyachas man. One, you do one alone, you chayim for that also. At the time of the Rabbi Yosei, let me hawk, or Tanya, or Rabbi Yosei, or Nema, let's get a yodam, and then let's get a murder, let's start off again.
Yeah, we're holding really daf test on Aleph. From the middle of the Shiloh, the last Mishnah was that Rabbi Yosef Lili said that a Nosi is Kiyotzeboy, that a Nosi Yemelech is Potter from a Korban or Leviyarid by Shmias Koyol, the Abitus for Sayyid Al Tumas Mikdash Kudoshev. Rabbi Yosef said, not only is it Tziba Potter, but who Adin a Nosi Yemelech is also Potter. The question is, my time with Rabbi Yosef. This is the Gemara again, and the Chesim Abayz. Gemara says, "Om Ula, my time with Rabbi Yosef." What's the reason of Rabbi Yosef Lili? On Machroa, the Pesach says, "For Hoya Kiyashem Liachas Mielo." It's like this: Kol Shem Eschayiv Liachas Mechayiv Bekulon, Veshem Eschayiv Liachas Shem Eschayiv Bekulon. And a Melech is not Chayiv in Shmiyas Koil, because the Melech cannot say Edus. So since he's not in the parsha of Shmiyas Koil, he's not in the parsha of the other two also. Zmor said, no, v'yema, maybe say, mischayiv v'yachas me'av yafal pi shei mischayiv v'kulun. Maybe no, maybe he's chayiv with one, even though he's not chayiv in the other one. How do you know he has to be chayiv in all three? Zmor says, I'll rather time with Rabbi Yosef Teglilu Mihocho. Titani, we learned like this. Then the question is, why does Rabbi Yosef say, Yenosti Yemelech is potter from a korban in these three cases? In the Isra of a Shmias Koyol, in the Bitas Vosayim, and Tumas Mitash Gedoshu. So it's like this. Titania, Hoyer Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer, Nemer it says,